VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. An explosion in Poland near the Ukraine border has killed two people. Tim McGuire has more.
Polish leaders say a Russian-made missile fell in their country and killed two people near the border with Ukraine. President Biden, after meeting with G7 leaders taking part in the G20 summit in Indonesia, says it's unlikely the missile came from Russia itself.
I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it is... It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
It's not clear if Biden was suggesting that the missile hadn't been fired by Russia at all. NATO ministers have met in Brussels, and on Wednesday, the United Nations Security Council is quite likely to discuss the strike in Poland during a previously scheduled briefing on Ukraine. I'm Tim McGuire.
A recent development, just moments ago, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that a preliminary investigation shows no indication that the blast was a deliberate attack. In an address Tuesday evening at his Florida estate, Donald Trump has said he will seek a second term in the White House. Many Republican strategists were urging Trump to delay his announcement, this after the Republicans' poorer-than-expected showing in the midterm elections. A projectile has hit a tanker carrying gas oil off the coast of Oman, the Israeli-owned shipping company that operates the vessel said Wednesday. The strike was approximately 150 miles off the coast of Oman, the shipping company said, adding that there were no reports of any casualties or leakage of the cargo. It is not immediately clear who launched the projectile. Heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran in recent years have involved attacks on tankers in Gulf waters that are vital to fuel supplies. You're listening to VOA News.